This is part two of this podcast. Someone just sent something in the group. Interesting. What does I think about this? It says, women break rules for the men they like. They make rules for the men they don't.
I believe that.
It says facts or cap.
I think that's facts.
The spiritual world says that.
I think it's facts.
I believe that.
I think if you have artillery that can make her go,
that's it.
Versus artillery that don't, brother. You ain't calling no shots over there.
But how do you get to the artillery stage?
You gotta build yourself, innit?
No, you build. Once you build a stage,
that's what I'm saying. So there must be, but that's what I think. It's talking about all different stages. Because
okay, so that's one. That's one. Yeah. Like for example, there's certain people that you could phone.
Because if a girl likes you from the jump, like imagine a girl likes you, like you're Taylor Black. There might be certain things that she might let you get away with.
100%.
The other guys, she won't because she's not pursuing them like she's pursuing you. Do you know what I'm
100%.
Saying?
100%. Yeah,
I so it's not the artillery stage. I get what you're saying.
That's just one, okay. One example. Another example could be, how do I word it? Date locations.
Okay.
Some women will demand certain places for some man.
Yeah. And some women would just do it in the back, you know, in the back seat.
Say yo,
I hear it, man.
Just find a dark alley and we're good.
Yeah, I hear it.
I'm not even on that, anyway. Like, it's been suggested a couple of times. Like, when I'm driving, it's like, let's pull up here. I'm like, no, I don't want to be caught outside doing that. No, man, let's go to my yard, man. What we doing?
I respect that. I respect the bouginess on
that. I'm genuinely not on it. I'm not on it.
Where's your sense of thrill, man?
Because if you lot wake up on and the next day in the shade bar, Taze is getting neck. Back at Mayfair, you know, you're gonna miss me, Taser. Why you just go home?
So what? You've never done the thrill seeking thing anywhere?
Yeah, I wouldn't. I'd rate.
No, when I was younger, yeah. Okay, but cool.
I'd rate, man. Still.
Alright, but please, Marv, don't embarrass me, man. Don't be out there moving like some fox, bro. Just go to your yard, man. Just go to your yard, man.
That's out there moving like a rabbit, bro.
Yo, like, come on, man. I don't get it, man.
If I catch one CCTV,
nah, man.
Dog, you go out the car.
Hey. And the funny thing is, I don't even know how to respond. If bare people are messaging me next, say, yo, what about for your boy Marv? I'm like, boy.
They ain't going to say Wagwan for me. They know what it is. They've seen the video. They ain't lying to Wagwan.
No, but they'll be like,
right, clapping cheeks.
They'll be like, is he all right? Like, is he there?
I would have done Mayfair.
No, but it depends.
Nah, you've never done it in like, Central.
See, look. It's all coming.
No, but I'm just saying.
What, have you done in Central?
Outside that old school when I was a bit younger.
In Central.
Yeah,
like, you're moving mad. Leicester Square, Pride, Tourist Central.
Nah,
but it was by the M&M store.
It was right the corner from there.
There's no such thing as late in Central.
Nah, it was late though. It was like Saturday night. Yeah,
after a rave.
Well, during the rave, the birthday girl.
But Leicester Square on a Saturday is heaving with people at any time, bro.
You might have been in Soho, brother.
Definitely Leicester Square. This guy's a dickhead.
I remember.
Wait, did you see the person's face properly?
You're Egypt, bro.
To be fair, I'm not even mad at you, you know, because my course story was Leicester Square. I was in the car though.
I was in a whip. You know how I know it was Leicester Square? Because we got, remember obviously getting busy and then I just remember a voice from around there. It was Boyd a minute.
And they caught you?
Yeah, and they made man, all right, back off. Just disappeared around another corner and kept it going.
You know? That didn't even put you off?
Why would it?
Told you, it's better than deviant, bro.
So, hey, speak about yourself even before you speak about me.
Even the police, brother.
The police said,
the bonus should disappear after that.
Why would it do that? I see what.
But the police have said, oi! Brother, you know, like, you could have got done with, like,
indecent exposure.
Brother, this brother's gone right in the corner.
Yeah, sicko.
You got to keep it going, man.
What are you doing, though, by the way? Like,
doggy.
Oh, okay. Cool.
There's no other position you could have done.
I know, but really, certain, bro, certain
what,
man.
What man on the floor? That
that's crazy.
I'm not saying you're on that, but bro, we've seen videos, bro. A man is chowing down the gallop. Main road.
I've seen some of them.
It's happened, bro. Crazy videos.
He was in LA.
No.
Okay.
That's on a Saturday night.
I'm not even on getting neck outside.
Really?
Nah, man.
When you say outside, what do you mean? Is it outside your house?
Outside the car or what?
Like, back at, like, for example, let's say you just find like a little alley or like when back in there on the blocks, on the stairs.
Yeah.
Go to like the 13th floor.
You've never been to the 13th floor?
I'm not on that, man. There's only one time. One time my boy went to go link some girls in West. And my boy was like, oh, I'm going to go right. Like, he didn't want to go in the yard.
Why?
The yard was, basically, we went to go see some girls and the girls like, you can't come in when we got there.
Mm.
My boy was on, I'm still getting what I came to get. So he's like, oh, let's go around the corner. So they've gone around the corner, but it's like, it's still in the block on the corridor.
Okay.
So me and my other boy were just like, let's go see what my man's doing. All I heard from coming around the corner here was, no, I don't want to put it in my mouth. It stinks.
that's bad, man. That's real bad. But you know,
hey, back in the day, man.
Yeah, man had fun back in the day still, but a lot of that stuff I wouldn't even bother keeping up with now.
So you never got head driving before?
Must have.
Nah,
never had head driving.
Nah,
this guy's a liar.
It's been offered like a couple times.
But you turned it down. This bougie says over here.
I said, my house is 20 minutes away. Just hold your mouth.
Wait. Just wait.
And we'll wait. Just baby, hold
just
your
wait.
Mouth.
It adds to the experience.
Definitely. I hear that, but then because if I crash my car, what am I doing?
Nah, but
crash my car, my dick.
You're
going to
concentrate. You're going to concentrate as much as you possibly can.
What's the point?
It was in a video of the brother chopping and he crashes the car.
Yeah. No. Stupidity.
Like, what I mean, this video is insane.
He's chopping and trying to drive.
She's riding him.
She's riding him.
No, but he's trying, and he's trying to, like, but I think he hits the island.
He wasn't even steering. That's what's mad.
It's a cruise control.
No, I don't know what was happening. When you see the video, yeah, bro, the girl's on top of him, like riding him, like as in, she's looking at him. The steering wheel's here, but his seat's back. My man's head in the air like that. I'm like, bro.
But the way the car looks like it's blowing.
Brother. And then she turns, I don't know, for some reason, like, I think she's the lookout. So maybe she's the one, like, while she's riding, she's looking. But she's like, Wait, but she's not.
I don't know, for some reason, she's the one like, she's riding the chair. But she's like, wait, yo, but she's not.
That's
we're getting
paid. But then when my run jokes on you, what is that saying?
That is it, Rich.
Hey, Rich, it's childish though.
You're like a baby.
Richard, come on.
You're moving like a baby.
Richard, it's childish now.
Why are you changing my voice? Come on. Did you hear that though? You're moving like a Badina. You're
moving like a Badina right now, bro. Richard,
you're childish now.
What am I
doing? I'm moving like a Badina over there.
Richard, the whole Westerner. But then the Kendrick thing still.
I can rewind the thing, you know.
Why did you look back at it? I didn't look back at it, bro.
You
look
back, bro.
Even me asking the question is mad. I was talking to Brent.
But yeah. So she was looking back, and then I think she was a lookout, but she alerted him, but she didn't like. It wasn't like
too late.
Yeah. He said, "Oh, then by the time he looked around to move the stairway, we heard us bang." You're like, brother, why the.
Yeah, like, that's too much, man. There's thrill seeking and there's that. That's the stupidity.
Yeah,
riding, brother, not even giving you head or like a slight finger, bro. She was riding, man. Like,
what about what's it called on the airplanes? You man down?
I'm not chancing my life for that.
Your life. What are you talking about?
In terms of like...
You're not driving a plane, bro.
You get arrested for that.
Do you?
Oh, my high club.
Yeah, there's a whole club, if I was
in first class...
No, you can't even do it there either.
No, I know I can't do it there, but I'd risk doing it there.
Because you got more space.
Yeah. Because you can tell that...
It depends on what kind of first class. With the bed. Yeah, but most of them got beds. Focus one.
Don't most people just go to the toilets anyway?
Them toilets, you can't do nothing.
Brother, you can't
do that. And even if you get in... Even if you get in them toilets, to get out without anyone seeing you...
So basically, if you get caught, you're getting arrested.
You get arrested, bro. Yeah. And you might get.
And where are you going? The feds will be waiting for you when you land.
Brother,
hold you, innit?
Like, and also remember, you might be get banned from flying the plane again as well.
Or what? That airline, anyway.
Maybe. Or from the airport. Who knows?
So I don't want my face on any file talking about. Yeah, he's banned because he was doing this. That's what I heard.
And on an airplane, why am I on chop on an airplane? Of all the places, I can't even lie to you. I just want this thing to land.
So airplane, that's no for both of you. Where's the next place you're not chopping?
Cemetery.
I know someone who has.
sickos.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah,
there's mad. No fear.
Yeah, it's mad.
How can you have sex in the cemetery?
That's mad. Bear ghost watching you, is that?
I've definitely done that as a youth man still.
You did?
Yeah.
But you couldn't find a park.
That's why I done a young
brother.
That's why I done a young cross just now, bro.
But you couldn't find a park,
brother.
Well, I weren't looking for a park. Innit? I was just
you're looking for a cemetery.
I weren't looking for a cemetery, innit?
But cemeteries are normally locked.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
Hackney.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
Hackney Central Cemetery is not locked.
Was it daytime or nighttime?
Nighttime.
You're not even scared.
You're scared of what? I'm scared of God. That's about it.
Don't know why
you're not scared of God. You can't be scared of God.
I don't even know why you brought him into it.
I'm scared of God. That's not the worst place I've had sex.
What's the rest?
Church door.
Church door?
Mm.
What do you mean church door?
A church door.
But outside of a church?
Yeah, on a church door.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Yeah, man, I'm young and wild, yeah.
But my worst place was a shed.
Bare cobwebs.
Yeah.
Brother.
An empty car park.
Are you
fearless.
Are you atheist or something?
No.
You must be, bro. You must be. No. There's sex in a cemetery and on a church door.
She pulled me in, man. I couldn't.
Oh, was it her? Was it her suggestion?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you know she went demonic?
What?
Was it the same girl for both places?
No.
So two different girls.
Two different girls.
And they put that one pulled you to the cemetery.
Well, we just found the cemetery and we just rolled by.
I don't understand.
We just rolled.
Where's my sound?
I said rolling by. Were you driving or walking?
We're walking.
One sec. Let me play this.
God.
Yeah.
Hey, what's man doing over there?
The one in the church, she pulled me in. We were just walking by. She pulled me in. It was dark. And
what do you mean she pulled you in? As in she was in the church by herself?
No, as in like we were walking past the church and she tugged, pulled. You know what I mean, the girls. Let's get it on.
Where are the girls? They're black.
I said, let's
get
it on.
African
yeah,
girls.
Black, yeah. Oh, she was Jamaican.
Both. What about the cemetery one?
One was Jamaican, one was African. Cemetery is African.
It can't be. It can't be.
When you say African, can you specify? Because you didn't say Caribbean for the Jamaican.
On in.
Okay.
Can't be.
Okay.
Because with them countries there, they fear God.
You can't speak for all of them, though.
Yeah, you can't.
That's my point. So if it's not them, man, mummy water, man chopped a demon, bro. I'm telling you, bro, you chopped a mermaid, bro. I swear to you, bro. I'm not lying to you.
I said he chopped a mermaid.
Hey. I swear to you, bro. I'm not even bantering, bro.
Oh.
After that chop, how did you feel?
I feel fine, bro. Still here, cuz.
How long did you sleep for after that chop?
I slept like a baby.
Are you on?
Your soul was gone.
Are you on, like, talking to girls that deal with, like, crystals and that?
No.
Oh, fuck off.
Why would
you're not on girls that deal with crystals, but you're fucking a cemetery. Are you
right? Talking about.
Are you hearing this?
This is something that happened time ago.
Was it many, many years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're a new man.
What are you talking about? So I don't live a different life than I used to live?
Yeah, you do too.
All right then.
No, but your taste in women might be the same.
No. I'm not crystals though, bro. Come on, man. That's that. Like,
no disrespect to anyone, et cetera. But when you talk about crystals, you're talking about charging crystals in the moon. And what are we talking about here? Like, you can't be. And I've heard some girls that they say they believe in God, X, Y, Z, but they do the whole moon and crystals and blah, blah, blah. Which one? Pick a struggle.
But you can't believe in both, though.
Pick a struggle.
It's true, though.
Yeah, but you're not. What's the word? You're not worshipping the crystals, though. You're just
Some people, like, they have their whole things are, I need to charge. Charge the crystals. We're looking for a charger or an iPhone.
But you charge your crystals is the same way, maybe, that when you're ill, you might drink ginger. No, I'm just saying. No.
Is that your analogy?
No, because remember, you're looking.
No.
You're looking at it like there's some mad thing with these crystals. They're just looking at it like, in terms of energy and whatever, like, when I'm low, let me make sure it's charged. Or when I'm this, or when I'm that. So it's like a feeling. Same way,
okay,
like,
so you link girls, that deal with crystals? That's a yes.
I don't know. Why is it taking so long to answer?
Yeah, why is it taking so long?
Because it's a yes, please.
No, I'm thinking about something.
Why?
I'm speaking about backing it up.
What about you? You think girls that do the whole crystal thing?
Of course it does.
I speak to them.
I would. I think it depends on how buff they are as well, though.
Definitely depends on how buff they are.
I hear it, though. I hear it.
If it's no, it's no.
No.
But because that,
what? Does their beauty determine how charged these crystals are?
I don't care about the crystals.
I don't care about the crystals.
I don't care. I don't believe in that. Like, yeah, that's not.
So why does it matter what she looks like then? if that's not, you don't care about it, is what I don't understand.
Because it matter what you look like anyway.
No, but exactly.
So exactly.
I wouldn't.
That's what he just said. We don't care about the crystals. That matters what they care about the crystals.
Cool, but so then you should, why are we having this conversation? You should have just said yes.
Man, bro, we're up in it. What do we
no, but yeah. I'm saying, because I'm saying from the beginning, like when I asked you, would you link a girl that links crystals? I'm assuming she's buff. I'm not assuming she's not attractive. So you say
she could be alright. She could be alright.
No, but you saying if she's attractive, that you could have answered the question 5 minutes
all
ago.
All I know, I've seen many men look the other way at certain things because she was buff.
Yeah, no, and man, I need to stop doing
that. All right.
Yeah, but my thing about crystals, it depends because there's different tiers. It could be women who just are interested in having a few crystals in their house because of this.
Bad energies.
There's a particular crystal. I can't remember if it's like a black one.
I think I know what you're on about.
And it's for your phones. So if you've got like a reader, your phone always emits like frequencies. Yeah, yeah. If you put this by your bed, it doesn't emit the same frequencies. So like some people might have that where they, do you know what I'm saying? But that's not a gear with crystals as such. Then you got the ones who are sitting on the floor and their legs crossed and they're making noises.
Yeah, I'm not.
And they've lit a couple candles.
That's a different girl. That's not the same girl.
If I walk into the yard and there's like 100 candles around lit and there's, no.
You linking that?
Going back in my car.
Nah.
But also, I think, let me add a little caveat, yeah? It depends. If she's my bredgen, long time, then I can see why, because I probably would have spoken to her and followed her on her journey.
Yeah.
Like I know a few girls who have done ayahuasca, for example.
Who?
Is that the thing when they go to the jungle and
they take the
and they're meant to come out like a new person?
Yeah, yeah.
I've heard of that, right?
So I know a few women.
Ayahuasca.
It's like a drink.
It's a drug.
So when they have that drug, do they know what happened?
No.
They can't remember. The two friends who have done it, one just kept vomiting, but that's like getting rid of whatever, I guess, what would you call it? I don't know what they would call it. It's like
the bad energy.
Yeah, getting rid of the bad energy. And then my other friend who done it is. So how does it change you? People react to ayahuasca differently. Some experience euphoria and a feeling of enlightenment, while others go through severe anxiety and panic.
It's like the is it DMT? The drug DMT.
I think DMT's first. No. Once you survive on DMT, not survive, but
yeah, you can't go straight to what's it called.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But people say, if you say, for example, you did go do DMT, you're going to be encountering things that, like, you're either in the demons or some people say entities, and you're always speaking to someone that you wouldn't speak to in normal life. You wouldn't even see this person. But obviously, because you're partly hiring or whatever, you're able to ask questions that you wouldn't normally get. It's just I wouldn't do DMT because that shit scares me.
I would.
That's it. That stuff scares me. The fact that your brainwaves can go so high that you're talking to someone from a whole different dimension or whatever.
Yeah, but that person is usually someone that's connected to you, know.
Yeah, but not all the time though.
No. Wait, let me give you an example. Yeah. So, and this is a true story. I'm prefacing this disclaimer. With this is going to sound mad, but this is a real life story. Mm. Brent, I don't know if I've told Brent this story before.
I think you might mention it on the pod already.
No, about my granddad.
I think you have. But right, continue.
So one time I was chilling with my friend. Mm.
The girl, yeah?
Yeah. And she just randomly got up and left. Mm. I was like, well, maybe she's come on. So I didn't know what happened, but she just left.
Mm.
I was like, okay, cool. A couple of days later, she messaged me. She was like, this is going to sound very weird to sit down. Ooh, I sat down. She's like, I felt a weird energy when I was with you. And it was basically someone trying to send me a message to send you. I was like, okay.
Mm.
So I stopped her there and I said, let me speak to my mum first. My mum's very spiritual. Mum, should I receive this message? She said, yeah, why not? But I didn't know my mum had spoken to my nan as well, just to double check. Is this okay? Nan's like, yeah, cool, whatever. So I've asked my friend to tell me what she saw. She basically said, I felt someone's energy around you, or someone that's very important to you, like an elder. I was like, who? She's like, my granddad. I was like, why my granddad? So I asked my mum, is there anything significant about this date that my friend was at my house?
Mm.
And she was like, yeah, it was your granddad's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I was like, oh, okay.
Mad.
But this is where it gets interesting, yeah? She said, the message I'm trying to give you, I can't receive it because someone's blocking it. Someone's blocking it.
Mm.
Yeah. Imagine the person who was blocking it was my grandma, because she's just praying for me.
Okay.
So she's just praying and just protecting me.
Mm.
But this message can't penetrate, is what she's basically saying.
Okay.
So when my mom spoke to my gran's like, she thinks she's fighting off a bad spirit.
Mm.
But it's not a bad spirit.
It might be though.
It might be, according to my grandma. Mm.
But my friend's
saying it's not a bad spirit. It's a message from your granddad. But obviously, if I said that to my grandma's gonna be like, what are you talking about? Who's trying to speak to your granddad?
Mm.
Anyway, I spoke to my mama, but I said, Mom, like, on a vibe, like, speak to grandma, please, and just tell her to just ease off on the...
We can't tell grandma to ease off on the prayer.
I know, but like, we're not...
I said, grandma, stop praying for me.
I want to know what this message is. I want to know what the message is, innit? And the message was along the lines of like, basically, I was dangling two business ideas.
Mm.
And he was just trying to say, don't go with one, go with the other.
Okay. Yeah, I heard that.
So I didn't need to take it on board. I didn't need to.
Yeah.
But she just said, I need to share this message with you. And I was like, all right, cool.
Like, I wholeheartedly believe most of, or all of that. And, but like, again, the DMT thing, I just wouldn't do it because I'd just be wary of what I'm going to encounter.
But the two women that I know that have done it, and they were very honest about why they did
DMT
it.
Or DMT or the, and...
It started off with DMT, then
okay.
They were very honest with me about as to why they done
it. DMT thing, that... And whatever that caused her to now be able to speak to spirits.
No, it's one of them things where it's just
like a gateway.
Yeah. So like, but okay, let me explain. So the two girls that I know that have done it, they've been through trauma.
Yeah.
And they reached a point where they just couldn't get past the trauma.
Yeah.
So they needed answers. Yeah. Someone's come. Basically, you know when someone looks at you like, I can see you have blocked energy somewhere, let me help you. And they were like, you know what?
Okay,
I've
cool.
exhausted all these other options. Therapy, speak to my parents. Like, it's not happening. Mm. Cool, let me try it. They tried it. They felt emotional and they felt alive again.
Mm.
And whatever was holding them back, one of them was very triggering.
Mm.
She was very transparent when she told me. It was a weird sexual energy that she had with someone that she thought she loved at the time.
Mm.
But he mistreated her very badly.
Okay.
She done the DMT, went on the journey with a shaman. When she came back, but you think she fought by this guy again? Mm. So in her mind, you can't tell her that taking DMT was
bad. But
No, I'm just giving an example.
Yeah, of course.
But they do say that if you suffer from like if you struggle with your mental health or you suffer from anxiety, don't do it. So you have to be honest with yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
That's all it is, really.
It's not a passive
drug like smoking a cigarette. It's something that you actually put your mind to, and I think
they say you got to do it when you're around people as well. Just so like
no, you got to do it in a comfortable setting that you're familiar with.
You got to trust the person who's
or do it by yourself, but just be comfortable. That's why they say do it in your house because you're used to like you know where all the rooms are. You know that how you're comfortable your bed is. Whereas if you do it in a setting where you're not familiar with, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I heard a similar story when I used to be in church, and then I can't remember who it was, man, but. It was like, you know them church getaways that like sometimes you go on like...
Retreats.
Mm. And then one of the kids went on a retreat and then they said they fell asleep and then like when they woke up like there were bare people around them and they were like, oh, you had a mad nightmare and like people trying to like wake you up and you weren't waking up, like your eyes were rolling back in your head, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. And they were like, what happened? And they were like, oh, in this dream like my granddad was... in hell. And he was like trying to pull me like into hell with him, like to come and like see me. Mad. So everyone was like, what? Granddad moving like that?
Exactly, but you don't know what your granddad's on.
That's my point. So I'm saying like, so remember with your thing wasn't bad like that. But that's what triggered in my memory because I was like, your grandma praying for you, blocking that blessing.
Mm.
I mean, sorry, blocking that message.
Mm.
God would never block something positive.
No, I know, but then
I'm just saying.
No, I know, but that's when I started looking at it like, okay, so then obviously my nan loves me, but I'm not gonna sit here and act like she might not have her own personal gain. I don't know what
from what though?
Like
from praying for you.
No. I'm not gonna this is not to sound disrespectful in any way, shape, or form, but you know, like people always make it seem as if their family members have their best interests at heart.
Yeah,
I'm not saying my nan doesn't, but I don't know what she was blocking. She probably doesn't know what she was blocking. But either way, it was getting blocked.
Mm. Yeah, but in this scenario,
what, yours or mine?
Your one.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say that your nan has anything to gain from this.
I don't know.
No, but I'm saying because that's like, for example, my mum praying for me. like if my mom's praying to God for me, I can't see anything that like. Remember, because in this scenario, if you believe in God and God is blocking something, then it can't be negative. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay, Brent. Brent.
So there was an ex-Satanist that got interviewed.
Yeah.
Watched a YouTube interview, like 3 hours long. It was a Nigerian guy. And he said that all of these relatives that have died, gone, and then they appear to those who are still living. Those are not the relatives.
Mm.
Those are demons. You know everything about those relatives. They appear as those relatives.
Mm.
So that particular example that you've just shared,
mm-hmm.
would be interesting to find out which one of those you deem as good or bad.
Yeah.
If any.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Because how I'm set up and what I believe in, none of them are those who died. They no longer are on this particular plane.
Exactly.
Whatsoever.
That's what I'm saying. So
that's my belief. I'm not suggesting that you should believe that.
No, I know. Because remember, when my friend wanted to share this message, it was heavy on her. She didn't need to tell me.
That's what I'm saying. But what Brent's saying goes in line with what I'm saying. That remember, if you're praying, remember, as I said, if it's like your granddad lives in another part of Nigeria and your grandma's saying, don't speak to him. And you're like, why? And she's like, nah, just don't speak to him. That's different. You can use the example, what you said in terms of, I don't know what my grandma has got to gain. I don't know the relationship between the two of them. Remember, your granddad's not, your grandma's not praying that you don't speak to your granddad. Your grandma's just praying for you in general, for your well-being and to look after her grandson.
Mm-hmm.
So if something's blocking, if this person like that, something's blocking the message, and your grandma's praying for you, that message is not a good message, bro. I'm telling you, it wasn't a good message. I don't know if you, maybe you done it. I don't know what you've done. But.
No, but it's one of them, but it's the difficult one because it's like.
That's why you pray in tongues as well. You know that, right? Because you pray in tongues, sorry to cut you, because the devil can hear everything you're praying for. So when you speak in your normal language, you speak in English, devils, demons, anything around you can hear. If I'm saying, oh, God, please, I want this, I want that. All the people can hear it. Anyone can hear it. Whereas when you speak in tongues, apparently that's the language of heaven. The devil can't understand what you're saying or what you're asking for. That's why a lot of the times when you speak in tongues, people go
How do you speak in tongues though?
It's just a belief thing.
I've seen my mum do it.
It's like a faith thing, isn't it?
I've seen people do it.
Yeah, it's got to be like a faith thing. Like you've got to be in the spirit. You kind of got to like give yourself to God. You kind of have to have, as I said, faith, being an anointing, being like, you know when they say when two or more are gathered, the Lord is here. Mm. You got to be in the setting. Obviously, once you can do it, then you can do it wherever.
I have my reasons for why I said what I said in there. Like, I don't want to share the rest of you.
No, that's fair enough.
No, you ain't got to share. I'm just saying.
I can share with you, man. I just don't want to share on the podcast.
That's fair enough. I just feel like, again, when I hear, I think I was watching Joe Rogan and one of them, and they kept on talking about DMT, and they're talking about multiple different people that have took it. Again, some people encounter good entities, some people encounter bad entities, but you can always ask some questions that you wouldn't be able to get from you or yourself or XYZ. And the answers they get are interesting. So part of me wants to do it, but at the same time, I'm not sure what I'm going to counter.
It might be scary though. Because
you're meant to be hallucinating.
Yeah, because normally, remember, if I'm in an alleyway or I'm walking home and someone's behind me, I can run in it because I can see that person. Do you know what I'm saying? Whereas if you take that drug and you have a bad trip, bro, like it's just until the end of that trip, you're in it, bro.
I think it only lasts 7 minutes.
Oh, 7 minutes.
You know,
7 minutes.
In that time.
In this time. It's different.
It's like it could be a day.
That's it. Joe Rogan was saying, this guy took it and he had a family. He was living underwater and he was there for 3 months. Bro, the guy was gone for 10 minutes. In his mind, he's now got a family, he's living underwater. a girl, a little boy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He was there for 3 months.
And also, I feel like if you come out of that trip, you might not be happy.
Yeah.
Because there's one time I had a dream, I won the lottery, yeah? I swear to God, I'm not even lying to you, bro. Real. This dream was so real, bro.
Might happen.
Balling, bro. I woke up. I went
to bed.
I swear to you, I woke up and I was like, what? I started kicking the pillows, bruv. Fuck, man. I ain't won the lottery.
From what I know, yeah, everyone that does the DMT always encounters an entity. Like, always.
Yeah, the entity apparently is...
something to do with you.
Pandora, apparently. You see, like, the
box.
You see Avatar,
yeah, Pandora, yeah. Box, yeah.
You see that mother that they greet.
Apparently,
that's who you meet. But you're not. Oh, there's something you're not supposed to do.
Look in the eye.
It's something you're not supposed to, like.
Grab a cheek.
This guy's an idiot. This guy's. But press the buzzer for yourself, man.
What?
All I know, yeah, is that everyone encounters an entity.
That's the whole point. That entity's. Talks to you.
But I'm with
it. It's like, do you know what it's like? This is obviously like a, I guess the way they've kind of made it so you can see what it looks like. But you know, like when in Lion King, where he goes to speak to Mufasa?
It'll be like that.
Black Panther, where he goes to speak to his dad. But it'll be that kind of vibe.
But it's meant to be a bit more scary. Remember, because you're meant to be hallucinating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that's what they say it looks like. It's like heavenly.
So
Brent, you know,
I don't think it'll be like that for everyone, though.
Exactly.
So Brent, so you don't believe in like guardian angels and people returning to you in that form, in terms of, you know, like when people say, my grandma's looking after me, or my dad, or this relative, or like I saw someone in a dream. You know, like sometimes what pastors will say, I saw this person in a dream the other day. Like, you're trying to say that. I don't know if you're saying you believe it or not.
You say most those people, majority of the time, are demons.
Yeah, anybody that dies, they're dead. They're gone. Anything that represents them, it's not them.
Is what you believe.
100%.
Okay. Can I read Emma's story?
But why, so is it because of this program that you watched, or you've always thought that?
No, I've always thought that once you die, you're gone.
What about purgatory? You don't believe in purgatory?
No. As in a waiting room.
Yeah. No. Okay. Because sometimes people say purgatory is there if someone's died and there's been something like incomplete, or something's happened to that person that something's not finished.
No. Any sort of ghosts or ghouls or whatnot, I just see that as like demons.
Okay.
Any spiritual being is demons.
Apparently, you're not supposed to have a mirror in your room.
But I just put a mirror up the other day. What's going on there, bud?
Welcoming demons, bro. It's a door.
Stop all that, man.
It's a door.
What do you mean
it's
a door? All
right, cool. Keep the mirror. Well,
but you believe
room.
That? I lie.
That's a bathroom. That's your bedroom.
Nah, you're not meant to put mirrors back to back
to
each other. As in like a mirror here, mirror here. That's what you're not meant to do. Like, I don't know why. I'm not trying to.
I'm tired of this shit, man.
But I'm just...
Listen, it's quite true, you know?
Hey, theories and conspiracies come from somewhere.
Mm.
So yeah, you got to look at it like that.
Can I just read Emma's story?
Please.
This is someone that's taken DMT. So I've experienced DMT 7 times in the form of ayahuasca across 2 weeks. My experience with DMT varied vastly across the 2 weeks.
Sorry, ain't you supposed to do it once? Seven times?
It's getting hard.
In the week-long retreat, I was effectively paralyzed from the neck down while the DMT was active in my system. During that time, I was fully cognitive, functional. I could not move my body at all. As a result, I was forced to ask for help, something I've struggled with doing all my life, having developed a hyper-independence as a trauma response. This experience was initially terrifying for me, but ultimately became comforting as I eventually learned that I would feel safe asking for help and trusting that it would be there for me. In the second week-long retreat, I delved deep into fears that were unconsciously ruining my life, and this stemmed from generational trauma. This week was helpful for me because it made me aware of what subconscious beliefs were quietly sabotaging my goals without my knowledge. The awareness itself did not help me change those beliefs, but it did clue me into what work I need to do within myself to transform my life. That's another thing that my friend said as well, yeah? That everyone has a trauma that could have been from generations before, and it's just instilled in you and you don't know why. But what this will do is it'll open it, and it's like it will show you why. And then whatever work you decide to do after that, it's on you. So if you now know one of the reasons why you're probably angry all the time is because maybe like, for example, your granddad faced racism 24/7, so he just became this hard nut, passed it down to your dad, and then your dad passed it on to you, for example. You now know that that's the reason why, but then you can be like, well, this isn't the 1920s anymore.
So you can change.
But it's one of them things. It's just seeking information and realizing that this is the reason why I react this way, or I behave this way, or I respond to this way. And then you can just work on it. And then it helps you for future generations, essentially. Because everyone's got trauma passed on from someone 100%. And will pass it on to someone. So it's just one of them ones where it's up to you whenever. It's like a spiritual awakening.
Definitely a spiritual
awakening. It's not changing anything. It's just more, bringing your attention to something, identifying that, okay, this is the reason why I'm hot-headed. And then what do you want to do to change that? It's on you. But some people go back because I don't know how much trauma they have. And then once they unlock one door, they're like, okay, there's another 8 doors. Do you know what?
Hella doors.
Do you know what I mean? And they just keep doing it. And then
Mario Kart.
And but what I find interesting is those that indulge in these drugs, why is it they always dress a certain way? Have you not noticed? They always
the
end
hippie,
up like,
the hippie thing.
They always end up like, after the 8 times.
They don't care no more.
It's like they start to value certain things, become less important.
Yeah,
other things become more important.
So. That's like when people travel and they come back and they're like, you know what, I don't need X, Y, Z.
That's why when I say it to this guy, he thinks I'm getting onto, bro, I can't wait for Marv to go either Thailand or Bali for like minimum 6 weeks.
Yeah, to spend that time there.
All of that drip, you're going to forget about it.
Yeah, I do believe he'll have that kind of awakening.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's mad.
What are you talking about, the drip? Like,
what are you talking about?
I don't
about,
drip
bro?
All the time.
Honestly, I never said
Palm Angels.
What? Oh, you're
what does that mean? Just,
it's just slides.
What's going on here, man?
No, but I'm just saying
that's
that
not dripping. I would just love for you to have that experience.
I do believe that at some point in time we all kind of let go of things.
Yeah. Things don't become as important 100%. As before.
I don't drip all the time. I don't drip all the time.
80%.
No.
As a Nigerian as well.
Rich, you have been to my house. How many times?
I've been to your house hella times.
Yeah, and then the bare times we go out, like if we go to the shop or whatever, I'm not dripping, bro. I just put on it. You'll see me.
Who
in anything.
Who goes to the shop dripping?
No, but that's my point. The only time I drip is if I'm going out to an event. You want to go but dusty?
At some point in time, you might not even do that. So I'm saying
impossible.
So I'm saying
no. But you can't get a little dusty.
Marvin the hippie, you know. Can you see yourself being hippie one day?
No. Why not be hippie? I don't do weed.
Because you don't care.
What is the definition of a hippie, by the way?
I think it's someone who's just,
I don't even know. I don't
carefree. Against the system.
Yeah, a person of unconventional appearance, typically having long hair, but you can't do that.
No.
Associated with a subculture involving a rejection of conventional values.
I heard that. Though.
And the taking of hallucinogenic drugs.
Yeah, we ain't got to do that. But yeah, that's why I think it was, what's the new one? Yuppie. Yuppie as in like up
to date. Yuppie's not new.
No, yuppie's like newer than hippie.
No, yuppie's been around for time, bro.
Yeah, I said hippie's been around for time. Yes, hippie's but yuppie
since
has the 70s. Not.
Hippie's been around 60s.
Yeah. Hippie
I just
has.
Call yuppie.
Y-U-P-P-I-E or
Y-U-P-P-Y. That's just an up-to-date bougie version, basically. What?
Yuppie stands for Young Urban Professionals.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yuppie is a slang term denoting the market segment for young urban professionals. Yuppie is often characterized by youth affluence and business success.
All I know is when I was gash.
So yuppies would be like, you know, like the kids of like...
Millennials.
Not millennials, but the not kids of rich people. Or even just rich people in general that work in the city.
All I know, there was a point
that's
where
been around
was,
for time.
Oh yeah, 1980s. Yuppie.
Man was going Brick Lane at one point and they were calling man a yuppie.
Yeah, you were basically a hipster.
Yeah, hipster. Yeah.
Yeah, but you see the vest and the hats you used to wear? Come
I
on,
know,
man.
Okay, fair enough. I don't cover your face, you dickhead.
Oh, but it's true though. Like,
No. I'll take that.
Richard's dress code has improved though.
A couple of times
Richard's been out, you're like, what are you, brother, what are you wearing?
I don't really wear vests. You know what it is? There was a point where I just didn't care. I was wearing vests.
There you go. You do DMT?
Nah, I ain't done DMT yet.
But Richard will go to the house where he take his top off.
Go to but if it's hot.
But how hot is it, bro?
You had the Assassin Creed hoodie one time.
The next time I'm wearing that, I'm coming for someone. So, do you know what I mean? I ain't got to wear that again.
You got the hoodie that's got the shoulder patches as well, isn't it?
Nah, the hoodie with a shoulder patch.
Yeah,
some of Richard's gear. I don't know where he got it from.
That's some of his gear. For when a man calls you,
Sometimes, you know, I know how to test.
Sometimes I see Richard get up and I'm like, what is this?
Did you buy it though?
I bought everything.
No, no, no. Some of your clothes, like, they were given to you.
No. Where do you shop? Where do you shop?
Everywhere, bro. From everywhere.
Thing is, sometimes Rachel have something, you're like, well, that's nice still.
Nah, I know how to. You know,
but then main, sometimes you wear something, you're thinking, what is going on,
the
man?
The main thing is, man, know how to dress and put stuff together. Like, you can't, not everyone can do every look.
You're a comfort guy, though. You like to be comfortable.
More time, yeah.
Yeah. So, some of the outfits I've seen, I'm like, Richard, I know you're not comfortable.
Richard just pisses me off because Richard's the type of brother, yeah, that is on road and his battery is never full, bro. Always 40% or some shit.
Oh.
They'll come to your house and they'll be like, oh, yo, you got a charger? All right, cool. You got a charger? I'm like, brother, why don't you buy a power pack?
Yo,
meaty power pack.
Before, because we've got 10 minutes left, your tweet.
What tweet? What did you tweet?
You wanted to talk, that's what you wanted to talk about. That's why you're here.
Well,
you can do it though, there's 10 minutes left.
Yeah, let me try and find it one sec.
All right, have you ever like helped someone or nearly prevented something and someone didn't say thank you and you just like,
prevented something.
Well, you help someone, just ungratefulness. And it just never.
That's happened a few times still.
It's annoying, man.
I just charge it, man. But you can't ask me again, though.
No, but I don't know the person, though.
Oh, you mean you helped a stranger?
Yeah. And they just kind of like just.
Now, that one jars me when I'm like holding the door for someone.
Yeah, 100%.
And then they walk through, they'll say hello. I mean, thank
100%.
You. I just feel like grabbing them back and just closing the door.
I said, let me reverse this.
No, but on the way
that,
here.
That stuff, I hate that shit.
On the way here.
Or on the train, when someone, like, you let them off.
Yeah.
Or something happens, they're just rude.
Just rude. Mm. So obviously on the way here, I've transferred from Piccadilly to Central. And then I'm placing a bet. Obviously there's like there's a little space where you can like, you get reception. So I'm placing a bet. Cool. For whatever reason, I start cutting down and then I hear, oh, everyone please leave the station, there's an emergency. I'm like, I just about heard that. Cool, no problem. As I'm getting up the stairs, this person's walking down. They can't hear nothing. Like, I can see by the headphones and all that. I tap the person, nah, you got to leave, et cetera. The person's like, what? Because, yeah, you got to leave, there's an emergency. They cut. I'm like, okay. You're gonna say thank you. All right, cool. Could have just let you go to your death. I've gone outside, the fire brigade's coming in, so I think there's a fire down there.
Mm.
This person could have been dead for, I don't know.
That's why sometimes you just got to mind your own business.
Yeah, the mind your own business thing, sometimes it's like, what I don't like is it's the whip ones, like when you're in your car.
And you pull over at the zebra crossing and...
It's like, sometimes you'll be like, driving, and you're like, some cars just like, bro, can you see the lines in the road? And then I might just give in and be like, all right, cool, take it.
Mm.
But then... In my mind, if I see it opening, I'm getting my space back. I might dip into the bus lane after 7 and dip back. All of a sudden, they're cussing me. But I let you go through there. What are we doing here? Do you know what I mean? I don't like them. I don't like them ones. Or you get to the lights and they're looking at you like, what's wrong with you? But what's wrong with you?
There's something wrong. Sorry, where was we? Your tweet.
Did you find it?
Yeah, I hate them ones still.
Do you know what I mean?
It's when there's the roads narrowing and then the car's coming, but it's trying to speed. So it's not the one to move. sometimes I'm ignorant, bruv.
No, I stay there.
I just...
Yeah, because you got the space. I don't.
Yeah. No, we both got the space, but your space was closer to where you are.
You decided to speed, yeah.
Because you tried to nip in.
So how come we didn't mention this tweet earlier on?
Because I thought Joe Black was coming.
Okay, cool. Go on, please.
So there was like a news story where like a guy got caught in the carnival with like a gun in his bag.
Ooh, I saw that.
Yeah, he was like 35. There was like 35-year-old, blah, 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 whatever.
Yeah.
And I saw a lot of talk on the timeline where people are like, you're 35, you're too old for that, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking, I'm like, do you understand how beef works? Or do you understand how, like, I don't think you understand how certain men live or like what it's like. So anyway, I must have tweeted, I saw a tweet earlier about a man being arrested with a gun at 35. The person said how can you be carrying a gun at 35? And I said, wait. Do you think that beef just magically expires when the clock strikes 12 on your 32nd birthday? Do you think ops magically forget about you at 29, yeah? Then bare girls were getting mad on the timeline, calling me this, that.
What were they calling you? Because of what you said?
Yeah, like, redundant mentality. Redundant? Oh, shut up. Yeah, like, he's old, he needs to concentrate on the family, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, but I don't... Like, do you know what it is in life sometimes? Yeah, when you don't understand something...
Just don't speak.
It's not even just don't speak. It's just like, just don't be so judgmental about the other side.
Mm.
Because these same people, for example, if they had a cousin that was a bit wayward and they got into trouble, they'd message that cousin.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
You're aware your cousin's on badness when you need badness or you need help. Do you know what I'm saying? But that cousin is not going to grow out of that badness.
100%.
To a degree, if that makes sense. You know, certain people just don't grow out of certain things, yeah? Or even if they, like, have a wife, kid, whatever, that badness is still there somewhere where they won't have it. But I'm saying that, like, I don't know this brother's life. I don't know what he's been through. But for you to be carrying a gun, for me personally, if you have to carry a gun somewhere, you shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
But you are there, so you need the gun. Cool. But people are looking at it like, you get to a certain age, you shouldn't be having a gun. I get it. But a 22-year-old shouldn't be having a gun either. The way people are saying it is like, you're 35, you shouldn't have a gun, but at 22, you should have a gun either.
People are fickle, though. Like, people don't understand that. When you're when you grow up a certain way, you do what you know until you know better. Know better, do better. Only the problem with that is when you're young, you don't really know anything. So you're doing what your environment kind of gives you, whether that's you being on the roads or you being a robber man. Or there's men that have been older than 35 and they're still carrying XYZ because of the way they've been living. Don't get me wrong. At some point in time, some of us grow out of it, or we leave stuff alone, or we just kind of transition out and we do different things. But that's not for everyone. I still know people to this day that don't like man, or, you know, they've been affected by something man have done back in the day, and they'll be like, okay, well, he might be doing X, Y, Z, but I still remember what he done to me. Like, cool, that's the way you look at it. But again, I can't judge someone without having walked in their shoes. And the most of the people that are talking are criticizing. We've got enough critics in the world. The hardest thing to do is understand. For you to understand, you have to listen, pay attention, and be quiet, like we did when we were in school. Because you're in school, you're not meant to be talking. But again, most people, like those girls that are saying X, Y, Z, they've never had dramas, like real dramas where someone's coming to your door, someone's coming to your house, you can't go to certain bits.
I can't go to the shop.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's been, like, obviously, I don't want to bake myself up and say certain things, but there's times where, like, you have to be outside with something. Like, because you don't want to be, no one wants to be caught lacking. That's just facts. Like, especially, don't get me wrong, I look back in hindsight and I say the whole lifestyle is nonsense. You're better off going to get a job and doing X, Y, Z. But most of these kids, most of the people going through that won't realise that until they get a bit older. Obviously, my man at 35, he's probably been through a few things. For the fact that, I hear what you're saying, that if he has to carry X, Y, Z, he shouldn't be there, but he wants to be there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And if he's there without it, he's going to feel like he's lacking.
Yeah.
Fair enough. When you're part of the life, you have to stick to the rules of it. But most of the rules are nonsense anyway. A lot of people go jail or send someone jail or whatever. But at the same time, that is the life. Like, I can't tell someone, oh, don't do this, et cetera, and try to criticise that. That's not...
All you can really do is just, like, consequences. Let them know what the consequences may be.
That's what I'm saying. And that's why I never try to preach to people, because I've done too much to preach. I've done too much to say to, oh, you shouldn't do this or shouldn't do that. I just try to be, like, as an elder, say, look, X, Y, Z, like, you do know, you know, London's, like, the most camera-operated place in Europe. So the likelihood of you getting away with something, unless you've, like, you know, mastered the crime from, like, 100%, you're not getting away with it. Most of the crime that people do, 80% is 80% unplanned. Like, and the 20% of me calling you, you calling him,
get tracked.
Sell points and all that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like, come on, brother.
Imagine a whip riding out, someone's got their iPhone. Jeez.
And that's what I tell you this, yeah. I've been in situations, yeah.
Big man, why you got your iPhone, bro?
This is how bad it is. I've been in situations there where some people just want to be there to see what happens, and they have nothing to do. They're not doing anything. They're not driving. They're not doing X, Y, Z, but they're just there in the car. And in my head, I'm like,
moral support.
For what?
That's how one of my brothers got bagged.
But then, hear this though. There's five of us. We all go to jail. At least two of us are probably going to snitch because we didn't do anything. We're going to turn around and say, oh, well, I didn't do anything.
Wait, did you hear about the see, when they introduced joint enterprise, yeah, there was something else that they introduced where the Utes went to Op Block to do a madness.
Yeah.
And then they ended up lost bodies.
Mm.
But then the Op Block, just defended themselves. Yeah. They didn't really lose anyone, whatever. And then because these youths came to there, they got in trouble, but they lost someone. So they've double pain now. You've gone, you've lost someone, and now you lot have been burdened.
It has to be America. I can't be here.
It was here.
It was here.
It was here. Yeah, it was here. It was like, it was. I need to double check, but it was here. It was
because
here.
What I know, from what I remember, is if in America, if someone comes to try and body you and you defend yourself, you can get away with it. Yeah. Like, you'll get off on.
Yeah, self defense.
Yeah, self defense. Over here,
there's no such thing.
Brother, if I come for you and I end up dying, you're still going to jail.
You came for me. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it depends on where it is. It depends on where it is.
Wait, you came for me.
I come for you and I end up dying. You still
get, you die because of something I've done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm the aggressor.
In America, if you kill someone that comes for you, you're cool. Self-defense.
Self-defense. But over here, they're not doing
it. If you come to my house.
Oh, yeah, no, I hear that. I think this one was more. So you came.
Yeah, I come. I'm coming to roll on you. I die by the hands of you or your people, whatever. You're still going to jail, which is ridiculous because you're just defending yourself. Like, it don't make no sense. And even then, there's the other one where, like, if a crime is committed and you don't call the police in the first, if a crime is committed here and one of you two don't call the police in the first 20 seconds, you're not part of the crime.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Because then they'll say, why didn't you call the police?
Because
you're perverting the course of justice.
They're not hearing that. They're not hearing that.
We're accessories to the crime.
Even though we had no idea you was going to commit a crime,
doesn't matter. They don't care because you didn't call. They're going to say you didn't call the police.
You don't get the same amount of time, but
you get something.
This is why Uni have to mind their business.
100%. But this is why I say. Why would you want to be? Okay, for example, let's just say there's two toys, one driver. So there's three men really involved. There's another two men there. It's five men. The two men that are there, why are you there? Like, you have no. If everyone gets nicked, you two are going to get the exact same time as these men, unless you snitch. There's no reason for you two to be there.
Yeah.
More support.
Again, it's stupidity.
Just riding that.
It's stupidity.
It's just excitement thing sometimes.
I've seen it too many times.
Remember, there's different ways to get excitement, like having sex on the church door. On that note. That's the podcast done. I'll see you next week.
You are now listening to the Three Shots of Tequila podcast with Marv Abbey, Mr. Exposed, and Taser Black.